Sheriff Richard Mack is our guest, and we are talking to him about the whole New World Order system. Of course, he's the sheriff that took it all the way to the Supreme Court and got the Brady Bill overturned. And he is now trying to organize sheriffs around the country to defend the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and their state jurisdiction, and not just let the feds come in and do whatever they want. The feds are now announcing they're going to have cops for regular crime on the streets, and they have TSA who aren't even sworn police. Commanding the police. It's like, oh, you're a pot-bellied government idiot who isn't even sworn or trained. You're now going to command everybody. I mean, I've seen it on the news where TSA is commanding the state police at checkpoints on the highway. What do you make of the TSA power grab, A? And then B, what do you make of the huge awakening to Agenda 21 that even the New York Times bemoaned and panicked? They admit the UN's advising and taking over the land, but they said the UN's good. We need them to run things. See, they don't deny the global government now, Sheriff Mack. Now it's like, well, they need to run things, extremists. So we were extremists and they were taking over. It didn't exist. Now that it is, though, it's like, well, you should want the UN to run things, not the nasty sheriff.
Well, I was really proud of the state of Texas for taking action against the TSA. And then, of course, the TSA and the federal government made this threat of making Texas a no-fly zone. And so a lot of these wimps in the Texas legislature backed off. But the TSA is another conditioning of Americans, and it's also the conditioning of the TSA employees. I just follow orders. I just do whatever I have to. The video where the TSA is actually groping the six-year-old little girl, that was the beginning of our presentation at the sheriff convention. And so we're showing those abuses over and over. And then at the end, we showed, is it time yet? And then it went right into our CSPOA constitutional sheriff logo that shows a sheriff with a badge swearing to uphold and defend the Constitution, taking his oath. It shows that. And so that kind of conditioning is alarming because it's increased at such a phenomenal pace that this is why a lot of sheriffs are waking up and a lot of Americans are waking up. And I do appreciate the abuse of Barack Obama being so acute that he has awakened so many people, and including sheriffs. I believe that's the reason we had about 100 sheriffs at the convention. I believe that's why we still have a lot of interest in what we're doing. And again, please have your audience go to countysheriffproject.org. You can see a lot of those videos there. You can see some testimonials of people who were actually there. And this, again, Alex, this is the good news today. It was good news. It is good news. We're proceeding with this. We're making this bigger, better, and faster. And the event in Las Vegas proved that we can do this. We raised the money for it. We're still asking for help with that. Go again to countysheriffproject.org. And again, for my website for running for Congress, that's sheriffmackforcongress.com.
Well, again, instead of just complaining about the globalists, the New World Order all day, exactly. We're taking action. You're taking action. Ron Paul is. I am. Yeah. Obviously, a big part of it is exposing, like the Founding Fathers did with committees of correspondence, the crimes and activities of the globalists, as you did at your conference, but then taking action against them with solutions. And that's what this radio show is a platform for people like you to bring in the solutions and the ideas. And it's up to listeners and viewers to take action. Thank you, Sheriff Mack.
Hey, thank you too, Alex, and I hope to see you soon. I hope your event in Orlando is great. Again, SheriffMackForCongress.com, and I thank you so much and the people that at GCN Network that helped us with this solution.
Thank you, my friend. You bet. Okay, now I'm going to be back tonight. There's more coming up, but I'm going to be back tonight, 7 o'clock. We've got some pieces, and we're going to have some special guests. And, of course, my anchors there at the office, Darren McBrain, is going to be hosting InfoWars Nightly News this Friday, 7 o'clock Central. If you're not a subscriber to PrisonPlanet.tv, it's amazing, all the films and the TV show and more. There's a 15-day free trial right now. Prison. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you so much for joining us, my friends. Alex Jones coming to you live from Florida. I'm going to be speaking for our local affiliate, 810 in Orlando, where we're number one on the AM dial for talk radio, trouncing Lord Limbaugh the Great. I'm going to be speaking this weekend at the Orlando Highlight Center that in its entire 50-year history, they were telling me, has never sold out their big speaking venue area. And they've had big bands in there, you name it, that holds over 1,000 people, and they've got about 100 tickets left right now. And they believe it's going to sell out. I think even some TV stations are going to be down there saying in the 50 years since the Orlando Highlight's been here, it's never sold out until now. Talk show host Alex Jones came to town. Just an interesting little factoid. You folks are awesome. I'm going to give you a powerful speech, Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. And I'm going to premiere a 40-minute documentary breakdown analysis titled New World Order, the Blueprint of Madmen. So our blueprint to defeat them, and, of course, their blueprint of out-of-control madness. If you still want to get tickets while they're available, Infowars.com/events. Infowars.com/events. And you can also just go right to the Orlando Highlight and find the event this Sunday there online. I'll also be broadcasting from the event with the Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That'll be 5 to 7 here. And then the event kicks off at about 7:30. But I think the doors open, they say, like 6:30. So I will see you there. Speaking of the Big A-10, I've only been on about a year. And, again, it went from like 4th or 5th in the ratings, depending on which demographic, to number one. Another testament to the power of liberty. I think I started the show like this yesterday, so I'm going to get into the news right now. I'm going to have a talk show host who I've been on the show 5 or 6 times in the past named Doc Holliday on. I was on his radio show right before this one this morning on A10, our affiliate. He's a local show. And he was saying, do you know about the riot over the latest Nike tennis shoes at the Orlando Mall? And I said, no. And he sent me a link to it. And he said, do you know about Obama and his African Americans for Obama? And I said, yeah, I saw that announcement 2 weeks ago. And he said, well, they're airing that here in Orlando on TV. And there's incredible racial tension and fights breaking out and riots and things. And I sure enough went and looked it up. It's true. And he said it was completely a racial thing with the NBA All-Stars game there yesterday. And that when Obama was in town for $30,000 a person plates, and then he snubbed the local Daytona 500 event, and that they even blocked off a lot of the area around where the All-Stars played and blocked roads off, major roads coming in only for the VIP Obama people. So the royalty. And the globalists love to use any event, not just G20 or NATO events, to lock everything down and have checkpoints and act like it's the end of the world. That happened. But by having that talk show host point this out to me, I did some more research this morning and went back to the subsection of Barack Obama's presidential website, which is African Americans for Obama. And I was completely blown away that I saw this 2 weeks ago when it first was put on YouTube. Now it's being aired on TV. And it is absolutely, totally, 110% illegal what Obama is doing. You just heard me right. It is totally and completely illegal what he is doing. I'm going to tell you here exactly what he's doing in just a moment. First, I want to mention some of the other news that's coming up. And I'm going to tell you how it's illegal here in just a moment. No, not saying African Americans for Obama. That's not illegal. We know what that is, though. I mean, imagine white people for Mitt Romney. I mean, it would be the end of the world. Or that's not what's illegal. That's just racial division, you know, gangsterism, you know, when any group goes out and makes it all about race. That's balkanization, and it's coming from the Democrats, from the multiculturalists who sell multiculturalism as a way to actually balkanize people in the name of unity. That's not what's illegal. I'm going to explain it here in just a moment because, the video is amazing. We're going to play the video, air the audio here for the radio audience if you're a radio listener. I've got Paul Watson doing an article on this right now. It'll be up in the next hour at Infowars.com. I'll give you the video title. You want to find it for yourself as a radio listener on XM, channel 166, or however you're listening. Now, after I go over that, because Doc Holliday is going to be popping in. Insider says talk of Paul Romney alliance is establishment trick. Made the points that I'd made for 2 hours before he came on. That, of course, is the guy that first got Ron Paul to run for office, the guy that ran his campaign, the guy that was his chief of staff in Congress, Lou Rockwell. Worked for Barry Goldwater. So you want to find out who went out and farmed Ron Paul and found that great mind? Lou Rockwell. And, you know, Lou publishes newsletters, all of it. Lou agreed. He said, yeah, it's about making Ron Paul look like he's an establishment sellout to people, just like they tried to claim he's always flying first class, and it turned out that wasn't even true. Even though congressmen can get it paid for first class, he refuses and doesn't. But then he gets so many airline miles, they bump him up. I've flown before on American, don't even fly that much. And they're like, oh, you've flown 3 times with us this year. You're bumped up to first class. So they found that and said, you fly first class on taxpayer money. When it's paid for to fly back and forth from your district in first class, he won't even do that. And that they said he did. and said he was a liar. And, of course, it turned out it wasn't true. And even MSNBC had to retract themselves. The point is they're looking for crooked toenail type stuff. I mean, you've got open crime being committed. You've got all this corruption going on. You've got all of this out-of-control New World Order behavior, the illegal wars, the torture, the trillions being stolen by mega banks, the NDAA, the abolition of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, open calls for Internet censorship, total federalization of local police. Rome is burning. The Titanic is sinking. And they're out there talking about Ron Paul didn't wipe his nose properly once, or once he talked with his mouth full, or once, you know, he didn't say please or thank you, or he didn't carry an old lady's groceries across the street fast enough. This is the type of stuff they're doing. And so Rockwell completely concurred with my analysis. He said it is all about trying to get people in the Paul campaign to actually, you know, the general public, some of them to actually clamor for it. And then that will actually create the illusion that Paul himself is for it. And then, you know, Republican insiders offering jobs to people that work for Paul. You know all that's going on. That does go on. On Paul's supporters. Oh, Romney likes Ron Paul. Well, he can't be that bad then. You see. So that's what's going on. And we had a whole discussion about it, spent about half the show on it yesterday. I think it was worthwhile, but my instinct is lose instinct. And I meant to shoot a video yesterday, just a special comment, but I'll do it now. You mark my words, just like I told you Rand Paul would run, just like I told you he would run 4 years ago, just like I broke all this down, just like I told you there'd be election fraud, too. But still, by running, he educates people. We win by resisting.
We show how it's all a fraud by resisting. That's another step. When you quit fighting, that's when you're dying. When you're fighting, that's when you're living and getting stronger.
What is pain? It's weakness leaving the body. What is political pain? It's weakness leaving the body. When somebody makes fun of you because of your political views, you don't get your feelings hurt. You take satisfaction in the fact that you're out there being attacked, that you've got courage, that you've got strength, that you've got moral authority, that you've got moral courage. People say, oh, isn't it terrible to be demonized and attacked? No, I love it. Not because I'm a glutton for punishment. No. These bullies are attacking me and demonizing and lying about me from above and below, through COINTELPRO and through national media and government levels, because I'm hurting them and I'm going to go on hurting them. So even though I don't at a certain level enjoy it, I've even learned to enjoy it at a personal level because I know it's a sign of victory. Not that I'm in good shape, but I've gotten in a little bit better shape. And I finally got to that point when I hit about 5 miles running where it's really painful and I feel nauseous and I just run through it. And then I can just run and run and run. And it's kind of like that politically. You've got to get to where, you know, back when I used to lift weights a lot, and I'm sitting there trying to bench press 230 pounds 20 times. And at 10, you think you can't go anymore. You just say, I'm going to do this another 10 times. And by the last time you do it, it is super painful, but it feels so good. And when you walk out of that gym, you've got so many endorphins flowing through you, you think you're on cloud 9. And it's the same thing. The only thing worth anything in life is what comes hard. What comes easy, you never appreciate. It's just that simple in life. Things that come hard and things that are valuable, things that are good for society, your gut will tell you, this is good what you've done. And it's literally your subconscious, your basic human programming says you ought to feel satisfied right now. You know, even if you're told something you're doing is good but doesn't feel right, let's say you're a police officer working for the system and you do something and they tell you it's good but it doesn't feel right, there's a reason it doesn't feel right. Your brain is conservatively hundreds of times more powerful than your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is only a limited focus of your overall intellect. And if your gut, that's what you call it, your nose, whatever, says, I don't like this, well, you better really then intellectually think about it, and then you'll get the answers. You've got to examine why you're not getting a good feeling, see?
You get a good feeling from something. I don't mean a good feeling like sex or partying. Those are bestial, low-level good feelings. I mean, if you're not getting a good feeling about where you're going to church, if you're not getting a good feeling about who you're dating, if you're not getting a good feeling about the school your children are in, but you don't know why, you need to investigate that. Okay, side issue. Insider says talk of Ron Paul Romney alliance's establishment trick. CIA NATO front group drafts humanitarian aid for Syria, like the same aid you saw in Libya. Now, this is the big news. Red linked on InfoWars.com, and I'll tell you about it when we come back. This is big news.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Do you believe that Christians are going to be persecuted? Revelation 6:11 states they will. Revelation 13:7 states they will also. And then in Revelation 20, verse 4, states that some in the resurrection will have been beheaded for the witness of Jesus Christ. Beheading is usually done with a guillotine. Could that be why guillotines are stored on every military base in America? Not all Christians will be martyred. However, in Luke 21:36, it states that some will be counted worthy to escape. We'd like to help you understand these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
We are back live. Coming up, after I get into Obama playing the race card and more, I'm going to get into our top story today. Report, more than 100,000 Americans are domestic terrorists. Paul Watson is reporting there what the whole Homeland Security grid is really for, is we the people. Also, the birth of world government with Dr. Michael Kaufman, key report up at InfoWars.com on that. Another big report, the feds are openly expanding their war against raw milk all over the country. Even though they don't have jurisdiction, they're trying to shut it down. Just a lot more today that we're going to be going over. But I want to direct your attention first to a video we're going to play here in a moment. And instead of just playing the video and then analyzing it, I'm going to analyze it, play it, and then go over even more of it because there's so many facets here. But what is it that is illegal in this video? Is it that he's saying African Americans for Obama? When if any other group was doing something like that, it would be called racism and racial pandering. And when the very Democrats that are doing this constantly lecture everyone that they can't have racial identity, including white people. And again, folks, you know I'm not into the whole race stuff. I get criticized for talking about blacks having medical experiments done on them. Well, facts are facts. About half the time they declassified something, it's black people being tested on. The system does do that. I mean, I want everybody to do good, be happy, win-win. I don't even usually get into these subjects because I understand it's a tar baby meant to get us all fighting with each other. But this is so outrageous, I've got to cover it. No, it's not the race baiting, and that's in there, and I'm going to comment on that. It's not claiming he's the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King, when he stands against everything. You think Martin Luther King would support secretly arresting citizens and killing them? The Pentagon announced again yesterday they're going to kill U.S. citizens, including in the U.S., anytime they want, no judge or jury. I mean, just outrageous. I mean, if Putin did that, it would be all over the news and should be. I mean, this is just incredible. No, it's not the hypocriticalness. It's not the deception. It's not all of that. It's not him saying do your fair share and everybody's got to give more when he works for the mega banks and destroying us. That's all the lies and hypocrisy and out of control deception. They think they can sell because he's got, you know, darker skin. I think Obama's probably about as black as I am. The point is that he says, have your vote leaders, your vote squads, your vote teams, your election teams inside the churches get me elected. And it's your duty, basically, churches, to get me elected. Now, listen, I want to be clear here. It's not illegal to have churches involved politically. But the federal government says it is and shuts churches down that do get politically involved. Now, I can read the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or the press, or the people for the right to assemble and redress the government. I mean, that's the First Amendment. Go read the First Amendment. The first thing in the First Amendment is Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means that's pretty iron tight for you lawyers out there. I mean, that means you can't establishment or what somebody sets up, and you have no jurisdiction over anything once it's set up. That's separation of church and state. They've turned it around backwards and just through fraud. I mean, there's no law you got to take vaccines. They're taking people's kids and arresting folks. And the cops are dumb. The juries are dumb. The judges lie. They'll always send them to jail for something else, you'll notice. But they do it. There is no law. They're shut down raw milk producers. As long as it's not over state lines, they're doing it. Law saying any of this. There's no law you got to take vaccines. They lie and tell you there is. So you're saying, well, then what's illegal? I mean, if the churches are allowed to do this, well, not allowed, you have no jurisdiction. It's not like the government gives you this right. It's already there. That's what our system of government's different. Government isn't the final thing. We, the people, are above the government. You understand that? I know you understand that, but then what's illegal? What's illegal is that he is out there. I see it in the news all the time. They have the feds sending letters to churches, reminding them. I've seen these even lately, telling Baptist churches in Austin, Texas. People brought me the letters, and I've called and confirmed it. Catholic churches, you name it, saying, do not even discuss politics with your friends in the pews or at Sunday school or if you go to a church picnic. You don't discuss, like it's the Soviet Union at the church picnic, who you're voting for. That's what the feds, the IRS, are telling people and telling them it's the law. Of course, not mentioning the law, just saying it's the law. And doing this while Obama's saying, churches, get out there and vote for me right now. Okay, get out there. Use your churches as campaign arms. I'm going to play.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Okay, there's a lot of facets to this video and audio I'm about to play, but you can go to the official Barack Obama website, presidential campaign website. They have their own website for this as well, a separate site for the campaign. President Obama announces the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. And on the surface of that, you think, well, okay, why is Obama getting the campaign racially? But if white people did that, it'd be the end of the world. Let's just be honest. It's natural in every culture and every society for people to tend to want to be part of a cultural group. That's normal. It's not bad to do that. It's wrong to hate people because of whatever group it is. And, of course, people from different, you know, human groups can love each other or whatever. But the point is, it's not dirty and bad to want to be black or want to be white or want to be Hispanic or want to be Asian or whatever. You know, if a Japanese person wants to marry a Japanese person, that's not bad. If a Jewish person wants to marry a Jewish person, that's not bad. Well, why is it bad if a European wants to marry a European? This is just because the New World Order sees whites as the dominant group. And it just simply wants to play all the other groups off against that, not because the New World Order cares about those groups, but because it wants to create a divide-and-conquer scenario basically break down any group that is seen as dominant or cohesive. The system wants to get rid of families as well across the board. The system wants all of us to accept their phony corporate culture. Whatever culture you want to be part of, whether you want to reinvent yourself or you come from the countryside and you want to be a redneck or whether you want to be a hip-hop person, I don't care. I'm into science, literature, history, freedom. My identity is the Magna Carta Constitution. My identification is with freedom and human potential. But then when I'm attacked because I'm white and told you must be bad because you're white, then I'm supposed to act all guilty and say, oh, yes, I'm sorry. Well, that just isn't how it works. I've transcended all of that. But I realize most people haven't, because even if you want to transcend it, other people haven't. So even if you don't dislike them for what color they are, they think you dislike them, and they're looking for you to do something. And a lot of folks take whatever you do and spin it around. Kind of like, you know, the driving while black thing. Well, that guy's a black guy. He must be a criminal. I'm a black guy in a white neighborhood. I must not be welcome here. It's incredible. A few times I've had Hispanic friends over, you know, at my house. And I say a few times because I hardly have anybody at my house. And back when I lived in the city, and of course I had neighbors that were Hispanic, black, you name it, but they would see like three or four white neighbors out, and they'd be like, you think I'm welcome around here? And I'm like, you're joking, right? And they're like, oh, no, I'm not joking. So, it shows how this is there. And are there snobby groups everywhere? Yeah, if I went to some country club here in Florida, you know, where there's people on average who are probably worth $10 million a piece there at their country club, they're going to come over, even if I'm wearing the perfect blazer and white shirt with the cufflinks and everything and pull up, you know, in the perfect car and everything. They're still going to come over and ask if I'm a local or part of their group. And they're going to kind of act a little snooty on average, not because they dislike me because I'm a white guy wearing the right suit, but because that's part of their enjoyment. That's part of the tribalism. It's part of the satisfaction that smaller-minded people get from being part of an end group. And that happens everywhere. I mean, I grew up in Dallas and would walk down the street and one of my black friends would want to play basketball or baseball. And they'd say, listen, honky, cracker, get out of here. And they'd be like, oh, just that old man, he's racist. People are people. I'm going to go to my guest here.
It's just that Obama is now playing a race card with this. And it's wrong. If people pointing out black racism against whites, which is very bad in the areas, I mean, it's gotten so bad and so acceptable that you've seen the last, 5 years, all over the country, groups of black youth beating up white people. And it's on video. It's happening everywhere. Does that mean average black folks are doing that? No. But young gangbanger type kids that are watching MTV, the culture where that's cool, they think it's funny. And they also beat each other up. You know, and white gangs do it too. They beat each other up and they beat up other groups of people. The point is, call it what it is when black gangs are racially attacking whites or Hispanics are attacking whites. Why is it always acceptable when whites get attacked? Why, when a white guy defends himself on the New York subway from five guys, you know, that happen to be black, is he called racist when he shoots someone they're attacking? It's called survival. And I'm against the downtrodden. I'm against the innocent being ganged up on by thugs. I don't care if it's the Ku Klux Klan 150 years ago trying to attack blacks who they knew owned firearms.
And laws against blacks owning guns. I'm for everybody having freedom. Now, with that preface said, that's not even the issue in this new video. And Paul Watson's doing an article on it for InfoWars.com. President Obama announces the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. Listen to this. I mean, this minute 42 piece is so mega jam-packed with hypocrisy, deception, lies, fakeness, posing. I mean, everything he's saying is the opposite of what Obama really is. I mean, Obama is a horrible teleprompter reading from birth, CIA creation, on record, who is for torture, secret arrests, endless wars, constant invasions, financing al-Qaeda invasions, proxy wars, destroying the Bill of Rights, bankrupting our country, shutting down our power plants, boosting our power prices, and the big megabanks that fund Mitt Romney are all funding him. All you Republicans that like Mitt Romney, that I guess the few that are out there, you should love Obama. Because past the rhetoric and past the gay marriage football issues, they're the same people. Look at who puts money in them. I mean, this is not 2 plus 2. This is, there it is. Is it 2 plus 2 if you see a red Volkswagen to say that's a red Volkswagen? No, that's a red Volkswagen. That's a red fire truck. Do you have to think, if you're watching me on PrisonPlanet.tv, wearing this red shirt to say that's red? Or reddish pink. I guess salmon you could call it. No, it's not 2 plus 2. It's there. It's red. Okay? But the big issue here, the big issue, the mega issue in everybody's face now, he says, listen to his exact words coming up. He says in here that activate in the churches with your election teams. I mean, this is according to what they enforce. So if it's not illegal, what's illegal? Because they selectively enforce against conservative and libertarian and states' rights and anti-Agenda 21 churches, and they tell people don't even talk about politics anywhere. They tell the public to basically put up with having no First Amendment when they don't have that power. But then now he's here when the government, the IRS, has said this is illegal for decades. Here he is saying do it. So it's the selective enforcement and the racketeering nature that they know this isn't illegal, but they're telling you it's illegal for you, but not for them. This is a big issue, and I've seen no one raise this. I've seen them raise the race issue here, which is secondary. It isn't even on the radar compared to this attack on the First Amendment. Listen to this.
This month, we're announcing the 2012 launch of African Americans for Obama. And I don't think there's a better time than African American History Month to consider the tremendous progress we've made through the sacrifices of so many. Or a better time to commit to meeting the very real challenges we face right now. Every day, I think of the generations of African American men and women who overcame slavery and oppression, risked their own safety to cast a ballot. Even gave up their lives to help build a country that lived up to its founding principles. Their extraordinary hope, their unwavering determination changed this country. Their efforts made it possible for somebody like me to be here today. This is another moment where we've got to decide what kind of country we want.
Hit pause. Back it up for 10 seconds. I've got to stop this. Their efforts made it possible for him. He says before that, our campaign is a continuation of that. You're now saying civil rights is a continuation of you. Just because you claim your part, you know, your dad's from Kenya, doesn't even look like you. Whatever. They did the racial actuaries. He's less than 10% African, if you even believe what he's saying to you. That part doesn't matter. A lot of white people did vote for you. It shows that most whites aren't what we're told, these people that just hate black folks out of hand. You know, all the white folks constantly worshiping black sports figures. So it's just pure bull. No, it's the minorities that have been taught it's okay to hate whitey. That's what I see in here. And it's funny, and it's cute, and it's corporate sponsored. Side issue. Did you hear him? The civil rights movement, his campaign's a continuation of the civil rights movement. Oh, overturning habeas corpus, due process, saying you'll secretly arrest us and kill us and launch wars anywhere without congressional approval and wars in Libya and kill 30,000 plus black Africans now, they admit, and torture and murder them in a race war by the Arabs against the blacks. All on record, and you're telling us about Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King wouldn't support you, guaranteed. I mean, this is unbelievable. I'm going to Doc Holliday here in a minute. We'll keep him a little bit in the next hour if we need to, but I want to go over this video and audio. Continue with the rest of his garbage. Here it is.
Possible for somebody like me to be here today. This is another moment where we've got to decide what kind of country we want to be. We can either settle for a country where a shrinking number of people do really well, or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot. Everybody does their
share. Stop right there. Back it up to everybody does their fair share. We can change a nation where it's fair. That means socialism, communism, which all the big mega banks promote, because you don't even actually get the chicken feed, just enough to make you dependent. They then transfer in the tens of trillions a year in austerity to them, just like what's happening in Europe. No matter what color you are, where you're from, where you live on the planet, the same six mega banks are destroying your future, and they want you to fight over race. That's what Obama's doing here. He's making his politics racial and then claiming he's fighting the man. All these old ladies that were told, you're going to get a free house and free car. They'd say, I'm going to get a free house and free car. And he goes, yes, you are. And the media let him get away with that. And then he didn't even give it to them because he can't. But even the very women he talked to, they didn't. Nobody called him on that. This is a total liar of the highest level sitting there saying he's a civil rights activist when he's the opposite. Saying he's going to fight the big rich guys when he's totally created by them. Just pure lies. This is 100% lies and deception. But the big part's coming up. Go back to it.
Well, or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot. Everybody does their fair share.
We can build. Government
everybody
builds.
Everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at...
Hit pause. Hit pause again. Back it up. I can't handle it. I cannot handle it. Everybody plays by the same rules. There's a fair playing field. You mean where the big mega banks get $27 trillion? You mean where you exempt General Electric from the greenhouse gas rules but not their competition and then let your regulators shut them down? You mean where your insider buddies get tens of billions of dollars in green energy funding while you shut down other U.S. industry and then the people you finance ship the factories to China? You mean that type of fair playing field where you demanded 2 years ago with the stimulus package that the money be given to the big banks and not to the people, and then blame Senator Dodd for it until he released a letter showing that you demanded that the people be screwed and robbed? I mean, he's such a liar, folks. He said he was against the NDAA and then signed it. He wants the devilish cake and to eat it, too. All right, that's enough. Go back to the rest of the clip. It's just you hear the lies for yourself. Here's more of it.
A fair shot. Everybody does their fair share, and everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at every level, taking ownership where it matters most. Around the kitchen table, in barber shops and beauty salons.
Hit pause, back it up again. I just cannot handle it right now. Did you catch that? Everybody pays their fair share. Everybody works as hard. Everybody's by the same rules, like the illegal aliens who are above the law and get to have drunk driver wrecks and not get arrested, or $10 fines, and you accept fake consular matricula cards the Mexican government issues to anybody, 5-10 apiece, because they know they're getting welfare on it, sending it back to Mexico. You mean all that selective enforcement? You mean how you ship guns to Mexico? You mean how the ICE has been caught being ordered to legalize the illegal aliens and to release violent felons when they get released from prison to not deport them? But you throw the book at citizens because we're seen as dumb schmucks? Continue. Back to Obama.
Really well. Or we can build a nation where everybody gets a fair shot. Everybody does their fair share. And everybody plays by the same rules. This campaign is powered by folks at every level, taking ownership where it matters most. Around the kitchen table, in barber shops and beauty salons, in your faith community, at work, or at school. And of course, in the voting booth this election day. Because we are greater together than we can ever be on our own. Visit AfricanAmericans.BarackObama.com for more information about all the ways you can get involved. From attending HBCU organizing workshops to becoming a congregation captain. And say you're ready to keep making history. Thanks, and see you out there.
Congregation captains. Notice he even has the military term for that civilian force that's bigger and larger and all the rest of it. I'm going to go to Doc Holliday, our guest, because he pointed out to me there have been fights and attacks all over Orlando since Obama came to town. They've been airing these ads on TV about how, you know, it's about us, we're black, you're white. Here it is, cops still at Florida Mall after a riot last night over new Nikes. And this is the type of stuff. This is news 15 reporting on this. We're about to go to break. We'll have him for two segments. I appreciate him sitting there while I went over all of this. But Doc Holliday's on the radio on 8:10 a.m. right before I am on every day. And I'm going to be traveling there tomorrow to then speak Sunday. But this is the type of garbage we're seeing, and it's going on. Tell us when we come back from break what you're going to be breaking down here.
The bottom line is that, first off, that announcement from Obama, that's about as criminally racially as you could possibly get it. It's divided the community. We have the NBA All-Star Game here, and the NBA All-Star Game, of course, is an ethnic event, but Obama planned his trip around that, and suddenly that is being run as a PSA on various radio stations, on TV stations. They're running the video, and it's really upset some people. It's also charged a lot of people up on a different level, bringing up slavery again, invoking the image of Martin Luther King. We don't need to go back to slavery. For God's sakes, the Great Divider has taken us back in time. And so people were getting wrapped up. The All-Star Game is here for us. They built a big fence about around the Amway Arena, so we possibly couldn't see all the big rappers and everything that was going on in town, and the local businesses are being put aside. And there was a riot last night because a whole bunch of young ethnic teens, and that's all I'm going to say, showed up on a whim that some apparently glow-in-the-dark shoes were available. And these were Obama's people, and they started a huge, huge fight. And the cops had to be pulled in, and of course the liberal media, you know what they do? The liberal media only shows the white cop with the shaved head chasing down a poor little ethnic fella on a horse, and it was betrayed totally wrong. And Obama.
Well, that's what you've done. This is part of this problem, reaction, solution, synthesis, where they make it about race. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I want to be clear, it's illegal that Obama is telling conservative libertarian churches don't even discuss politics in the pews. I mean, that is wild. When there's no jurisdiction, but then he's saying, I need election captains in all the churches voting for me. And it does start to violate church and state when the president himself is going and getting involved. I mean, it may even cross that line. You don't want a state religion. That's what the First Amendment is against. And the state religion under this New World Order is worship of government and corruption. But, I mean, that is hiding in plain view. It is so big. After Doc Holliday leaves us, we've got a guest coming on. It ties into this. Report, more than 100,000 Americans are domestic terrorists. They're now saying the Tea Party movement and sovereign citizen anti-Agenda 21 movement are a bigger threat than Islamic terrorists. I told you for a long time, you know, the white Al-Qaeda ads they're running where all the terrorists are white, everybody reporting them is a minority. This is going to be really bad. I mean, if you're a white person, folks, you got a crosshair on you. Because you're seen, on average, as middle class, with some money, you want your Second Amendment, you're going to be a problem. You understand that? So we're going to be breaking that down. Doc Holliday, only got you about 3-4 minutes in this segment, a little next segment. But, I mean, break down why you're saying it. You can feel the division there in the city since these ads are running. We know about some of the fights, the riots, the police being called out. But, I mean, what else are you talking about here? I mean, describe why you're saying that you can suddenly, in Orlando, that's a very diverse city and has a large black population, why you're saying you really feel division now.
I think the ads, once they started to run, and bring up the images of slavery and have him, you know, depicting himself as the great leader of the new civil rights movement, have what they've done is have raised the tension. You hear it in people's comments. You see it on the news when people are talking about Barack just happening to come during All-Star Weekend, having a $30,000 a plate dinner at Vince Carter's house. He used to be a former Magic player, and, of course, the elite, the NBA players were there, and it became a source of this is all happening now. Of course, we have the Daytona 500 over in Daytona, and it became a division. And the more these ran, the more people said, "Yeah, slavery. Yeah, Martin Luther King." And it became the NBA All-Star Game, which is an ethnic event. Okay, we'll give it that. The majority of the players in the NBA are African American. We understand that, but they built.
But I mean, they don't want it to be the bankers that Obama works for making us all slaves. They don't want to make it all the illegal wars. They always want to bring up race and slavery to reinvoke it, to create the division. These are the limousine liberal poverty pimps who are selling race. They're the ones actually making people get at each other's throats and not. Holliday?
Yeah, I'm right here. I lost you there for a second. You're absolutely right about that. What it is that the news was going, hey, you know, Barack Obama's coming down and he's going to be at Vince Carter's house and it's the All-Star Game and it's Black History Month and it was getting tossed and tossed and tossed, and then, of course, the slavery was coming around and they would put younger people that are easily misled on TV, and they were like, yeah, you know, he's here to stop the slavery. He's here to stop this. He's here to celebrate. This is our town now. We've got Orlando, and of course Daytona, they've got all the rednecks and the races. I've never met a presidential incumbent or candidate who would turn down a chance to get in front of 150,000 people at a race, but he made simply by a vibration that was coming over the news, and then last night the riot at the Florida Mall, which, you know, were Obama's folks, and they were to get, I guess there were 10 pair of sneakers that were supposed to be on display with NBA.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're about to go to break. I want to hear more about... Sure. I want to hear more about what happened at the Orlando Mall when we come back in a moment. But undoubtedly, Obama himself, you know, in private discussions has been recorded saying, you got these, you know, white, bitter, rural, bitter clingers. They want their Bibles. They want their guns. And that's why they were black and bitter clingers. The system would hate them. They want their Bibles. They want their guns. They won't buy into our New World Order fake culture, the end of the family and the disease of globalism. They're the bad guys. So I agree with you. That's what this is all about. They're running these ads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.